Tuesday. Go Tigers!
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hope you're getting ready for what should be a very, very good, weekend. Got golf. We have baseball. Got some tennis. You're excited about the tennis aspect of it.
Yeah, I watched Djokovic and Nadal this weekend.
Right.
On the replay, I'm not going to watch 3:30 in the morning.
Because you're not a big tennis fan.
Because I'm going to be sleeping.
Yeah, but if you're a big tennis fan, you get up and watch. You're watching Tiger this weekend. Hopefully he plays this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to make the cut.
Be fine. I hope. What else you watch?
That's a decent start for him, 2 under.
Yeah, I thought it'd be, what did I say yesterday, 71 and shot 70.
I think you said 73. Brad said 2 under 70.
You're right. Brad hit it on the nose.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
But John Rahm shot 10 under yesterday.
On the north course, though, two different courses. Speaking of which, let me give our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, and Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. I want to talk a little bit today about Doug Weaver, about the professionals there, about their teaching they do there, their junior stuff they do there, their clinics they do there, the stuff for the ladies they do there, the senior stuff they do there. If you're looking for great golf instruction, if you're looking for getting fitted with the best in golf equipment and getting exactly right, please go by and see our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. We had Doug on a few years ago, and Doug was one of the guys who made the 4 hole-in-ones the same day at the U.S. Open a few years ago. Great player, really a great teacher, one of the top teachers in the country at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The facilities, their teaching instruction stuff, their video stuff, all their technology stuff, the best in the business. So go down to a golf school, go down to a half-day deal, go down to a school and play deal. You're gonna love all their instruction and all their staff at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego, California at Torrey Pines on the North Course and the South Course. It's very important to tell you the difference in the two, where the top 5 scores were all by guys on the North Course yesterday. 10-under, 9-under, 9-under, 8-under, 7-under. The lowest score on the South Course was 6-under. So the North Course is the easier of the two. So with that said, we had 3 guys, local guys on the North Course, 3 local guys, or 2 local guys on the South Course. On the North Course, Richie Wierenski shot 66, 6-under par, tied for 6th. Bill Haas shot 5-under par, 67, tied for 15th. Kyle Stanley, not a good day yesterday, 73 on the North Course, tied for 118. On the South Course, at 2-under par, Scott Brown, tied for 53rd, and Sam Saunders, even, tied for 98th. But now those two guys can go on the North Course today and make up a little ground. Check out all the action today. Golf Channel starting around noon, I think it is, and 7 hours of coverage of the Farmers. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. And if you want to hit it exactly like the pros hit it now, just kidding, go by and see our great friend, Doug Weaver, and his great teaching staff they have there at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Let's get to our phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Paul is down in Innerig. Paul, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Just fine, buddy. You know, Mickey, you was talking about naming kids, you know, after someone. I named my 2 kids. My youngest son is named Brooks. I named him after Brooks Robinson.
Love it.
And my oldest son is Brett Butler. So I named his Brett. But my youngest son fortunately got to meet Brooks Robinson. And he got him to sign his baseball card, and they turned the baseball card over, and they're both born on May the 18th. They're both born on the same day, which we thought that was, you know, kind of odd.
That's crazy, isn't
but,
it?
But, yeah, and my youngest, my just had a grandson. He's 14 months old, and my son almost named him Hunter, and he wound up naming him Brody because my oldest son, he's a teacher, but he's a movie critic, and he used to write for Yahoo, and, he's a big movie historian, and he named him Brody after Chief Brody from Jaws. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, how people name kids. But that's exactly what he named. He's like I said, he's just funny. But I'm going to hit on something you were talking about yesterday. You know, people traveling to work every day. And you'll be part of what I used to have to travel 2 hours and 15 minutes, you know, both ways every day to Anderson, South Carolina. My office was over off 28 bypass. And I drove that for 20 years. And it started off with Big Mo. I was a Moholic. I can't remember my number. But then you come along. And you don't know how many times, you know, just being able to listen to you every morning going to work, how fast that trip was, you know, listening to you and calling in just about every day. And how you know, I was just fortunate to have WCCP to listen to, because I'm not a morning person, and I love driving that far, because if I walked in 5 minutes, had a 5 minute drive, ain't no telling how many people I would have fired through the year just because I was in a bad mood. But I'd get to work and read my paper and everything. By the time everybody gets in, I'd leave Ennery at 6 o'clock every morning, and I wouldn't get home till the next evening about 6:20. You know, so you know, you was talking about that yesterday. But y'all, you and Big Mo and y'all pulled me through. You know, that long ride every day.
We pulled you through tires a bunch of those days. Remember those? You
had chains. Yeah. And when my last company car, it was about 4 years old. It had over 300-something thousand miles. That's because I used it going, you know, cold calling and out, you know, selling and stuff. So it had over 300-something thousand miles on it when I retired.
Well,
but I just couldn't call in yesterday because I'd already called in. I just wanted to know, if it wasn't for you, you pulled me through.
Well, that's too kind of you, buddy. That's
that
too
was
kind
all
of.
every day I listen to.
Well, that's too kind of. We do
appreciate
that.
You. Always have me. I consider you like part of my family.
Well, I think the same thing. Y'all are our family, no doubt about it. And we always want you to be careful through it all. So.
You have a good day.
Thank you, Paul. Very kind of you.
Yeah.
Son's name's Brody, right? At some point in time, do you think Brody, they're out there in a boat with their dad, Brody kind of wants a bigger boat and says, you're going to need a bigger boat? That'd be a good little line to use on the dad, right?
If there's any justice in the world, then yes, that would happen.
Do you think at any point in time that Brody sits down with his dad and says, show me the way to go home, bum, 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 tired and I want to go to bed. Had a little drink about an hour ago and it went straight to my head. Dun, 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 dun. Snap Hook is up next. Hey, good morning, Snap Hook. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
Mickey, you talk about the entitlement of kids nowadays. Yeah. I think that's what it all boils down to, is the maybe not the spirit of entitlement, but the mindset, the character of an entitlement these days. You've been around several golfers over your life. Have you seen a more entitlement than the country club kid?
No, the country club kid that and look, I've talked to, you know, I got several friends who are college golf coaches. I've got 7 or 8 friends of mine who are college golf coaches, right?
Yep.
More than that. Actually, I'm just thinking about my head right now. I've got double digits of people who are college golf coaches somewhere. Even people in my family who are college golf coaches, right? And I get this all the time of how they act when their son or daughter's playing, how they act towards rules officials, how they act towards coaches, how they act towards swing coaches and all. And it really is amazing. I think golf, probably because we've got the country club attitude anyway, it yields that as much as anything. And I got to tell you, Ben, it's changing. And I've had 3 college coaches I know of. Let me see if I remember saying this. At least 3 college golf coaches I know of that say that they have not recruited a player because of a parent, that I don't want to, for the next 4 years, that player is good enough to play here. But do you think I want to listen to that mom or dad call me on the telephone for the next 4 years? You're out of your mind. They don't pay me enough money to take that phone call I'm going to take for the next 4 years from that mom or dad. And I'm not doing it. Not doing it. And I'm going to tell you this, Snap Hook. Here's the best thing I can tell anybody out there. If you learn anything from today's show, if you hear anything, learn this. I was talking to one of the sports psychologists at Clemson. Now, this has been 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. And he said, you know, we just did a survey of our 300, 400, 500 athletes. I don't know how many athletes there are at Clemson. And one of the things we asked them was, what advice would you give your parent or other parents of players or future parents of future student athletes? And he said, by far, the number one answer was, just be my mom and dad. We have plenty of fans that are out there. I don't need any more fans, and you're not a fan. Just be my mom and my dad. And when I throw an interception, just be my mom and dad. If I score a touchdown, just be my mom and dad. You don't go up or down based upon how much I'm playing, how I'm doing this, you know, how I'm performing. Just be my mom and dad. And let the coaches coach. Let the fans cheer. You just be my mom and dad.
That's the beauty, Mickey, of having kids playing, you know, school sports now.
Yeah.
You know, coaching them the whole way through growing up and all that kind of stuff. It's awesome not to be a coach and just be a parent. You know, just to be a dad instead of, you know, a swing coach or a pitching coach, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's the if more parents took that same approach, especially in college golf, I believe that the student athlete would be a lot more successful.
I tell you this, you can't live vicariously through your kid, because you had knee surgery and you would have played for Alabama and you would have played the NFL, but boy, that one knee surgery sets you back, so I'm going to live vicariously through my kid, and my kid's going to validate my athleticism, whatever. Here's another, and I'm telling you this, and I pointed this out to a bunch of people that I know, is that I follow my little niece around when she plays in golf tournaments. I've been caddy for several times now in golf tournaments, right? And
yep.
I'm going to tell you, snap hook, almost, you can almost call it every single shot, that whoever else is in that threesome or foursome, that if they ever hit a good shot, the very first thing they do after the ball's through the air, sometimes even before it lands, before it stops rolling, they try to find that mom or dad, and they look at mom or dad in the eyes and trying to get that gratification coming back to them. And if they ever hit a bad shot, you couldn't pay them enough money to look over there. And that, man, that should never happen. Your son and daughter is your son or daughter, whether they make a hole in one or they make a triple bogey. They don't not want to look forward to in a great shot and then dread looking at you if you hit a bad shot. But I see it, man. I see it all the time out there. Same thing with strikeouts. Same thing with free throws. Same thing with, you know, errors. Same thing with interceptions.
Well, Mickey, I know it's a bit early. Is it too early to start talking about the Masters?
No. The Masters is like college football on the show.
Early.
365 Masters talk is fair game here.
You going again?
I have tickets, yes. Yeah. So.
My man.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll call in Monday. We'll start talking about a little bit of Masters. I'm pulling up at work.
Let's
talk
to
you
it.
Later, brother.
Let's do it. Be careful. Thanks, bud. Zach. What? And you'll see this when y'all have kids. Because of the dynamics that work out with the parents now. And it's not every kid ever. But, man, after those kids hit a bad shot, after the kids miss a free throw, after those kids turn the ball over, whatever it might be, man, they get all of a sudden they get very interested in the top of their shoes. And under the last thing the world can do is look over there and see that mom or dad. And I'm telling you, man, if that's you as a parent, I never had a kid, okay? So it's easy to tell somebody what to do. But I'm telling you, from a coaching standpoint, from an athletic standpoint, from what these high school and college coaches tell me and what these sports psychologists, people that we've had on the show or that I've talked to or that are friends of mine in the past, that's what they don't need, man. That, hey, you played great today, so let's go get the ice cream. But you lost today, so no, I'm going to ream you out all the way home and tell you how bad you did. Man, that's not what they need. It's the exact opposite. That's not. You had your chance to play. Now, just be the mom or the dad. That's it. If not, you're just setting yourself up for. They're not getting out. They're not maximizing their situation. Makes sense?
Yes, to an extent, of course. You know, I remember, and it was closer for me in time frame than it is for you. I remember doing these things and playing these games, and some of my coaches didn't know. They're there because they wanted to support their kid and spend time with him and dedicate their time. And thank you for doing that. And it's great if you're one of those parents that does that and is out there two or three times a week to practice and go to games. But I leaned on my dad for some things going home. It was like I wanted to make sure he was proud of what we were doing on the field, proud of what I was doing on the field. And when we came off of it, to his credit, he was never derogatory.
Right.
But I wanted his advice about how I could improve in my performance on the field. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't think that's an unhealthy environment.
No, maybe there's a little cool down time in there too.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Maybe there's that's a dinner time conversation rather than a ride home conversation.
100%. Yeah.
But unfortunately, we had a player here at Clemson whose mom and dad, now this is an extreme case, but whose mom and dad were bad people who had bad habits. And the way they supported their bad habits was their son was really, really fast, and they would race their sons against other people in the neighborhood for money. And when he won, they got to buy their drugs, whatever. And when he lost, then he was shunned and beaten and not fed and that kind of stuff. That's an extreme case.
Yeah, I don't.
And he didn't make it very long here. But Meredith and I always talk, it's easy to sit back and criticize when you've never done it before. But everybody knows not to do that, or most people should know not to do that part of it. Just be the mom and the dad. That's it. Other people can cheer, and other people can boo, and other people can coach. Boo. Other people can coach. But just be the mom and dad. That's it. I do want to tell you about Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. The thing about Harbin Lumber is for 102 years, you think about this. Zach, somebody taught me a long time ago that one of the most important parts of a job is just show up every day. And that sounds simple, right? Just show up every day. Well, it doesn't happen. You know people in your life, they don't show up every day. For 102 years, these guys show up every day. For 102 years, every delivery is on time, in full, every single time. And because they know this, because as a upstate builder, remodel, handyman, not all of your labor is going to show up every day. Not all of your meetings with your clients, they're going to show up every day. Not all of your, the weather is going to show up every day that gets you through those things and allows you to do that work. So this is one of the variables that remains a constant. They take the variable out of it. Every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. When we come back, Josh Williams is going to join us. It got a little NFL overtime stats for you. Have some Super Bowl market updates for you. Have some Clemson NC State hoop data for you. And also, one of the most interesting stats I've ever heard about a top-ranked team, this being Tennessee's basketball team. You're not going to believe what he's going to tell you about Tennessee. Short break. We'll come back with Josh Williams right after this.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best. And when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I received some great news at HALT, H-A-L-T. That's Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. And they're coming up with all kinds of specials over there. And then I just got this the other day. They normally have monthly specials, and they normally wait till the end of the first of the next month, but they have a little mid-month special now for the rest of this month, and this is one of their best ones I've seen here. This is a new client special. Now, they only work on Hondas, Acuras, Lexus, and Toyotas, and you know that makes sense that if you have a Toyota, whoever's working your cars only works on Toyota, so they know the Toyota systems and all the Toyota codes and all that kind of stuff. That's great. But for new client special that they have there now, For less than $60 right now, $59.95. Oil change, battery test, tire rotation, 32-point vehicle inspection, and top off all the washer fluid. And when I say oil change, that's the best oil. That's the Mobil 1 oil. So that's a great deal. They want to get you in. Basically what they're doing, they're doing this at a reduced cost because they want to get you in there, and they want to wow you with their service, wow you with their facilities and their people, and get to know you a little bit. So they're kind of like giving us almost like a lost leader kind of thing in here. $59.95, new client special. You got to be a new client now. Oil change, battery test, tire rotation, 32-point vehicle inspection, and top off washer fluid. Hey, you recently have gotten a car business here, Zach, or Mr. 24. You got the car, Mark?
Yeah.
Rotate your tires, okay?
Yep.
I don't do it enough. Just rotate your tires.
Can I bring them to you?
I don't have the proper... Yeah, I guess we could jack it up and do it that way.
But I could bring them to a place like HALT. They could help me out.
Do you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota?
If I had one?
Yeah.
I could bring it over there.
Yeah, but you don't.
Probably don't.
Lamborghinis. I guess you take the Lamborghini shop. I don't know. Lambo. I just got this quickly. In Anderson County next year, there's a chance that 6 of the 8 teams will start a transfer quarterback next year in high school. I need to get in the moving van company business. Just to move kids from high school to high school. Whenever you don't get a chance to play, we'll move you around. We'll call that second chance movers. That when you get beat out, we'll just move to another high school. You like it?
I can't imagine moving high schools.
Oh, these kids go to 2, 3, 4 different high schools.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing that.
Get beat out, man. You gotta go play somewhere else.
High school's already difficult enough in one place. Why do that 3 or 4 times to yourself?
Because the coach is dumb. Everybody knows that. My friend J-Dub with 4 very interesting topics this morning. Good morning, Josh Williams. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Do me a favor, man. You know, I lean on you for numbers all the time. I try to learn something every time. We had this big debate, and to be honest with you, I looked it up in different areas. I couldn't really find it. You have some data for me for NFL overtime data about coin tosses and winning and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think I got a little bit here. First, let me go back. So the NFL overtime rules were changed for the playoffs starting in 2010. And then that was implemented into the regular season in 2012. So, in the previous, from 94 to 2010, if you were in the sudden death overtime, if you were the team that won the toss, you won the game basically 60% of the time. When you look at these 8 NFL playoff games since the rule change, the team that, got the ball first, is 5-3. And all 5 of those, a touchdown was scored on the first possession. So it's a small sample size there. But if you look, when you started this topic the other day, I started digging. I found an article that was written after the Atlanta and New England Super Bowl. And so through the 2016 season, there was a total of 87 overtime games. And that included 5 ties, so we'll throw those out. So if you were a team that got the ball first from 2010 to 2016, you ended up winning the game 45 out of 82 times. So that's basically 54.8%. So that basically means that if you won the coin toss, you're basically 9.6% more likely to win the game. So I started looking at the results from the last 2 years. And looking at it, it seems like this is an inordinate number of overtime games, but maybe that's just kind of the going trend. 2017 season, there were a total of 14 overtime games. In 6 of those games did the team that possessed the ball first go on to win the game, but only twice, so only 2 out of the 14 did those involve a first possession touchdown win. And fast forward to this year in 2018, there's 17 total overtime games, and there's 2 ties, so we'll throw those two out. 9 out of those 15 teams that got the ball first went on to win the game at some point, but only 4 of them involved a team getting the ball and driving down the field and scoring a touchdown right away. But looking at those, in the cases where that happened, it's definitely games where the point total is higher. Obviously, like the other night, the game was 37-31. There's a 44-38, 29-23, and a 43-37. So all of those, I guess, is directly correlated to the point total. And those are obviously games where are definitely higher than average point total as it pertains to the average NFL point total, which is usually in that 45 to 46 range. So when you compare overall, it's a little over 53% total. If you win the coin toss, the first team to possess the ball wins the game. But that doesn't always mean that they go right down the field and score. And if you compare that to a study from the last 10 years of college football's overtime, where you get a choice, offense, defense, the team that gets the ball second won 54.9% of the time. So I think Mr. Orr maybe kind of wins this argument in that really, no, it is not unfair, and it's really not that much unlike the results the college overtime wins to.
Well, let me say this, just as a defense mechanism here, okay? In the playoffs, 63% of the teams that win the toss, when coin toss win, right? Isn't that what you told me?
Yep, definitely.
Okay. And now, not even, it's unfair. The unfair part of it is when a team takes the ball, drives down first, and scores a touchdown, the game ends. That, I think we can agree, in theory, at least, that's unfair. And that has happened. If it happens once, it's too many. I'm not saying that. But in looking back at it, on Sunday night, when we had 34 points in the fourth quarter, the last seven drives of the game resulted in points, right? It was pretty easy to say. And even Tony Romo said it. The team that wins the toss here is going to win the game.
Uh-huh.
And as you just mentioned, now again, if it was the – give me the two best defenses in the NFL this year, Zach. Who are the two best defenses?
Ravens.
Yeah, I was going to say Ravens be one.
And
Chicago.
Ravens and Bears probably. Okay.
If the Ravens and Bears are playing, I don't think it's a huge factor. Because these defenses are good to stop each other. Give me the two best offenses, Zach.
Kansas Chiefs. City and maybe the Rams or the Saints.
Chiefs and Rams or Saints are playing. Whoever wins the coin toss, can you sway? That's going to be a bigger deal, right? And in a game,
definitely.
In the game that we talked about on Sunday night, at the last seven drives of the game ended in points, of course the coin toss is going to be the biggest part of the overtime. That's fair, correct? Anybody got any kind of issue with that?
No, in that game Sunday night, that's definitely correct.
Okay.
But, you know, we watched the opposite in the other one as well. So,
well, one thing we didn't hear.
I agree with you that they should kind of get a shot, but I'm not sure at this point that the numbers kind of support it. So I almost kind of have a hard time seeing that they drastically change it. I guess is what I'm getting at.
But we could get deeper into it and say this. What we don't know this is, did the better team win? Did the team with the better record win, or did the favorite win through some of those? Or, you know, could the underdog team that played, well, you know, if you're tied in the regulation, you know, on that Sunday, who knows? But, you know, how many times was that a double-digit underdog that might have won the coin toss or some of that? I don't know. Maybe that's not relevant because, again, they're tied at the end of regulation. To me, in the NFL, 55%, are there any other factors out there, any other stats out there that you win 63% of your playoff games and 55% of your games? Maybe, I don't know, a team that runs the ball better, maybe a team with less turnovers maybe or something like that, but it's not, there's not a whole lot of data out there that says if you do this, you got a 63% chance of winning a playoff game. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, you had some Super Bowl stuff for me?
Yeah, just an early look there. It's one-sided, obviously. Patriots are pretty much drawing all the action. They've gotten over 80% of the bets, 85 to 90% of the money. Most of the places opened at a pick, and it's sitting at 2.5. There was one Vegas book, I believe, that threw up a New England -3 for a short time this week, and it got scooped up pretty quick. So they know that if it gets 2-3, there's going to be folks lying in the weeds waiting to fire on the Rams at +3, but it's basically on pace to be the most popular spread wager ever. You know, up until about 5 years ago, there wasn't even data where there's a team that got more than 60% of the spread bets, and obviously it's happened a couple times since then, but now you're looking at a team that's gotten over 80% of the spread bets there, and looking through what I found that since 2003, so the last 15 years, teams that basically receive at least 80% of the spread bets, they only cover the spread 45% of the time. So usually that ends up fading the public there that produces better results. But it's going to be hard pressed to get some Ram money in this one.
Yeah, I can understand that part of it. I got a couple of minutes. I want to save that great Tennessee stuff for the final minute of this segment. What I need to know about Clemson and NC State tomorrow?
You look at NC State, and obviously they lost the game on the road last night at Louisville, who's much improved and is also ranked. But so point guard Markell Johnson has been out the last three games. It's still undetermined, you know, what his status is for the weekend. But main thing you got to look at with the Wolfpack, they average somewhere 84, 85 points per game. But the biggest thing for them is their bench play. Their non-starters average over 35 points per game, which in turn outscores the other opponent's non-scorers by about 18. Both of those are highest in the league. So with the pace they play, with the depth they have and that bench scoring, that's definitely going to be a huge key tomorrow. So Clemson's going to need some points. A little bit of production out of the role players and bench players and kind of looking at it when you look at the five guys basically that kind of play some off of Clemson's bench. They only combine for about 12.7 points per game. So going to need some production other than the big three for Clemson tomorrow to hang in there and have a good chance in that one.
I want to say the Tennessee stuff for the final couple of seconds here, but what's the Zach, what's the guy for ESPN Bear? Chris, what's his name there? ESPN Game Day guy.
Kalika.
Yeah.
Josh Williams is our bear. You, my friend, are the Chris Felica of this show. Now, that being said, knock my socks off. You told me this last night. Mr. Or24, pay attention to this one. You knocked my socks off with this one last night. What do I need to know about Tennessee basketball? This is an amazing stat.
All right. Tennessee, obviously, only one loss on the year, number one in the country currently. They have a total of six guys on their team. That average at least 20 minutes per game, and actually another guy that averages about 17 and a half. So you can throw this in there as seven guys, basically, if you want. But their top six guys that all average over 20 minutes, they all average double figures. We'll do a little rounding there with the last guys at 9.7, so we'll call that one an even 10. They're all upperclassmen. They're all juniors or seniors. But the main thing there is all six of those top guys there, three stars by the Rivals recruiting rankings. So, you know, just kind of glancing at the last 20 or so national champions, I don't know that there's ever been in the last 15, 20 years off the top of my head, I don't know if there's been a number one team or a team to win a national title that doesn't have a four-star top 100 player as one of their main contributors.
Not one top 100 player.
The one guy that they have that does average the 17 minutes per game, he was a four-star a couple years ago. He's a foreign kid, but he is not a top 100 player, and he only averages basically 3.5 points per game this year.
You're telling me that if you get juniors or seniors, you don't need five stars, you don't need Zion, that you can build a team and you can be the number one team in the country without a top 100 player, with only three stars leading your team down the court. That's amazing to me. I had no idea. Good stuff, Bear. I got to come up with another nickname for you. You can't be Bear, too. But Chris Felica, Josh Williams. That's a compliment, right? You're a Felica guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. You're my Chris Felica. Let's talk some Super Bowl next week. Great stuff. Pretty soon we'll talk some college baseball stuff right around the corner for you. But, Bear, have a great weekend, buddy.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. He's our Bear. There is the conception out there, the misconception out there, I guess, that you got to have one and dones, that you have to have, you got to go cheat and you got to go sign all these guys. And the only way to win in college basketball is to be dirty and get one and done guys. Not happening in Tennessee right now. Were you surprised by that? Were you as surprised as I was by that?
I knew they were a junior and senior laden team. I did not know that they were all three stars or less. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Pretty good stuff there. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. I'm on their website right now, and the renovation loan is something that we did. You can turn your ordinary house into your ideal home. You know, one of the things that happens now is that it's so hard to find inventory in certain neighborhoods. It's so hard to find inventory in certain school districts. And so maybe you you buy a home with thoughts of renovating it, or maybe that you are like us, maybe you kind of got a little fellow, a little angel coming into your life, or a little princess coming to your life there, so you want to add on. And the renovation loan is easier than ever. A single mortgage, just one loan payment, the one beautiful renovation later, and you get the house that you want, and you end up getting it, just one great loan throughout it all. I didn't know it could work out this way. It's the best thing we've ever done in our home, and I couldn't have done it if it weren't for the great folks at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark was phenomenal with us, and all those people over there will be phenomenal with you making this easy as pie. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. 349-0160. Local people right here helping you renovate your home with a great loan. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I have the Dabo Swinney stuff, but more importantly, I've got a bunch of high school coaches and principals that are texting me right now with some interesting thoughts about that transfer stuff. We'll mention that after a very short break.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Tobacco Road as North Carolina State hosts the Tigers in Raleigh to take on Kevin Keats Wolfpack in the PNC Arena in another key ACC matchup. Pre-game is at 1:30 with a 2 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at TigerTime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TigerTime to receive a special discount on TigerTime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Northland does internet, so all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks.
Any condition.
LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle.
We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV.
We handle the paperwork and you get paid.
It's that easy.
Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277.
Not running?
LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you.
Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
You know how you get a woman way another town? Get your nice haircut at Rooster's, man. Look good. Look good. There's a guy last night at dinner. I kept telling him, I felt like Larry David, but when I want to walk over to him, I go, sir, you have the most marvelous head of hair I've ever seen. He was an older guy. He had a great big, he had a nice mustache and some wavy salt and pepper hair. Like, what a kill to have. You know, we want what we don't have, right? You see what I got right here? See what I'm working with?
A shower would help so much in the morning.
It doesn't help me. The American Barbershop is back, this time with the modern touches. Get in touch with them now. For generations, you had to go to salons. You don't do that anymore now as men. Get your haircut like a man. These ladies will take care of your hot towel treatment, straight razor shave, straight razor to the back of the neck shave. Get you looking good, feeling good. Treat yourself, man. So our wonderful friends over at Roosters. They're off of Pelham Road in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. How else can you look like George Clooney if you really don't look like it? Get your haircut and get it done right. Yours is good today. Not as good as yesterday, but yours is good. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We can never be called Eskimo Hair Brothers because you have good hair and have bad hair.
I have okay hair.
No,
just,
pal.
It's just okay.
I'm thinking from a physical standpoint. Let me take a look at you right quick. Face, no nose, no nose, beard, shoulder, running, legs. Now your hair is your best physical aspect.
There it is.
I just determined that. Took inventory right quick.
Thank you.
Zeke is up next. 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Zeke. How you doing, friend?
What's up, Mickey? What? When you gonna be down there? At Augusta. What day?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's Monday is what I'm being told right now. So Monday or Tuesday, I think. All right. Anyway.
I don't know if you can be down there for the weekend or not.
Not yet, but you know, who knows, man? We might be able to work something out. Who knows?
All right. Yep. All right, sounds good. You see any odds for the Masters?
I did a few weeks ago, but I don't remember them unless they came up with something more recent, and I've not seen the more recent ones.
Tiger 9-1, then Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, McIlroy.
I'm not buying the Spieth thing. Now, Spieth putted it better yesterday.
Me neither.
But, well, Spieth has not played all that well as of late. And so, now Augusta wakes him up. So, who knows?
It does. What do you think about Brooks' shot this year to win it?
I think Brooks has a great shot because he can overpower a golf course. And he's a little better putter than people think. He's not a great putter, but, man, he can just flat overpower a golf course.
Yeah, I agree also. It should be fun. Should be fun, that's for sure. We're coming down there for the weekend. So always look. You're right. Never too early to talk about Augusta.
Right. All 365. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, want to talk about the guy had on. It's interesting. Your last three national champions in Mickey, none of them have done one and done yet. Villanova, then North Carolina, then Villanova. Your last three national championships have been junior and senior laden teams.
Right.
Now, they haven't been three stars, but what I want to see for the Tennessee team is, you know, Mickey, it's one thing to be ranked one in college basketball, but the difference to get to a Final Four and a championship. This same Tennessee team went home in the second round last year, and I know they're playing well, but again, I want to see when it matters. Can Rick Barnes get to a Final Four? When it matters, can these guys get to Final Four and win the national championship?
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because you know more than I would in this one. Kentucky is the one-and-done king, right?
Them and Duke now, yeah, I'd agree.
What's Kentucky done in the last three tournaments? Or last 3 years?
You know what? Fade out. Fade?
Yeah.
They, you know, really, I'll be honest, Mick, if you want to get realistic, the one national championship they had basically what Clemson has in football now. They had a generational player.
They did.
I mean, you know, that type of player does not come along. Generational players don't come along, but like we call them generational players. So when they had that, they won the national championship. You know, besides that, now Duke did win one. That Kentucky won one with the one and done route. But again, and Duke has won one. But having said that, Villanova's won two out of the last three with three, you know, 3 year and 4 year players. North Carolina played in back to back championship games, won one with 3 and 4 year players. And so, listen, what Tennessee's shown me is one thing is they've got grown men out there physically. I mean, they are men out there. And number two is they have played together. And it also tells you rankings matter in football and basketball to an extent. I mean, they matter. But, Mickey, there's always guys that slip through the cracks. You know that in football and the same thing in basketball. And that's what's happened to Tennessee is Rick Barnes has struck gold with two players that, man, they slipped through the cracks. Grant Williams out of Charlotte, North Carolina, their best player. A little undersized at 6'6 and a half, 6'7 for a power forward, but you know what? Man, the man just put up 43 points. So, well, you know what? He's a phenomenal college player.
And my point is this, because I've seen Butler do it. I've seen Gonzaga do it. Don't get me wrong. They have recruited very well in certain areas there. But for the most part, I think that what the point is that, yeah, it's easier with Zion and Reddish. It's easier with Anthony Davis. There's no doubt about that. It's easier. That being said, there are other ways to do it. It's not the only way.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right.
Well, Mickey, last year, Duke had, you know, the player of the year, you know, the number one guy, Bagley, all these guys, you know, Kansas beat them.
Right.
You know, so Kentucky had De'Aaron Fox and all those freshmen, and North Carolina beat them. And again, they were beaten with senior and junior laden teams. So you're exactly right. To me, Mickey, it's a mix. If you could get you one, you know, big time player like that, a five star, top 10 player, sprinkle him with your four stars, three stars that stand around the junior seniors, then you got the mix. To me, Duke has gone too heavy. And I'll say this before I let you run, Mickey. What type of stress is it as a coach to look at your stress? You know, you're going to lose your starting five, or at least four of them. They're gone. You've got to go out and do that like Cal does every year. You know, Calipari's finally got to where he's keeping some guys around. He's got some sophomores this year, which for him is old. But, you know, you're okay. Dude, you got to replace everything. And, man, that's got to put a lot of pressure in. You got to rebuild and reteach a new team every year. It's what Rick Barnes is doing is good to see. I'm not as sold on him as a coach in the tournament. He's going to prove that to me, but kudos to take that team. And in my opinion, they are clearly, in my opinion, the best team in college basketball, and they have for pretty much most of the year. Appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, Zeke. Good points. Appreciate the phone call. So on yesterday's show, Zach, or Mr. 24, Jack Lake Tonto, what we were told was, well, Clemson can't win in basketball because they can't get Zion. They can't get the five stars. They can't go out and get those one-and-done guys. What Josh Williams has told you is, and what Zeke just told you is, that you don't have to have the one-and-done guys. You don't have to have the five stars. Tennessee's number one in the country this year. Their top six players, none of them were four stars or five stars. They're all three stars, and none were top 100 players. Again, it's easier, but there's more than one way to do it. Follow me?
I'm with you. More than one way.
Okay. Married Orange is up next. Hey, good morning, Married Orange. Thanks for calling in and hanging on. How you doing?
Big Tuna Palmer. That's the good news today.
Big Tuna. Just blessed and lucky to be alive and happy and can't believe we get to do this for a living and can't wait for this weekend and just blessed, blessed, blessed.
Yeah, well, congratulations. I know you are excited here in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Life's about to change, brother.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, hopefully I'll be decent at it. Hopefully.
That's right. For the better.
Hopefully.
Hey, just chiming in a little bit, listening to your show. Always enjoy it. Yeah. Sometimes I'll call in. Just a former college athlete, taught and coached for a while at the high school level, principal for a number of years. Just recently retired, a different career, but just kind of watch it. And then watched it from a parent. Got one playing college sports and one who decided didn't want to play anymore and just went to school. But I think that your travel teams have really changed a lot of the mentality of kids. And I saw it as a parent. You go to from where in recreation department you get to play so many innings or so many quarters or whatever it is, and then you get to middle school, and I remember my son sitting on the bench in seventh grade baseball and not playing, and then going having to pick him up after a game and riding home, and that's some of the toughest parenting, but the most important that you do.
Right.
And then in middle school baseball, you play pretty much February and March, and if there's a rain out, varsity gets the field, so you play very little. So if you decide you want to play a little bit more, then you have to play travel.
Yeah.
Kids can only get recruited pretty much outside of football if they're playing like a your baseball coach is Monty Lee. He probably doesn't go to many high school baseball games. He's going to go, if he's going to go to one, he goes to the big travel games.
Yeah.
And if your kid's playing travel ball, and I never thought this, but I'm not going to pay the money when mine started doing it and be satisfied with him sitting on the bench.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a whole different level once you start paying all that money for them to travel. I mean, you're not, as a parent, the reason you're playing travel is to play.
Yeah, and it is, money is a part of it. You're exactly right about that. Hey, I got 1 minute, but quickly, in learning, I just found out in Anderson County, we're going to have six of the eight starting quarterbacks are most likely could be transfers. But boy, there's a lot of lessons to be learned by not succeeding too, isn't there? I mean, you know, you've had that before.
Oh, yeah.
You got in business right now. Hey, I mean, not every sales call you go in is going to go great today, right?
Hey, as a college quarterback, I ended up able to start my second season. I started the year as the third team, had two injuries in front of me, so halfway through the season I'm starting, got injured my junior year. So my senior year we had a kid transfer in who was better than I was, and I realized I was not going to play my senior year. Yeah. And so I went to coach and said, listen, I want to play. I transferred to wide receiver. Good and deal. Got on the field because I knew the guy was better than me.
Yeah. Great
point. And I wanted to play, so I wanted to help the team. And so, you know, but that was probably one of the best lessons. Sometimes you do what's best for the team.
No doubt.
So.
No doubt. Hey, man, I got to check
enjoy
out.
Enjoy it, man.
I appreciate
y'all
it, buddy.
Have a good one.
Have a great day. Appreciate that.
See
for
you.
Sure.
Bye.
Top of the hour. We'll come back. Hour three after this.
Where sports.